Keeping kinship with cabbage or carrot requires careful consideration, equal to that awarded to our own speciation. Bringing together living unions of different living entities into one substantiation usually requires the shared sympathy of aesthetic appreciation. The creation of life from spawning or seedlings should receive the same protective custodianship that's fostered upon our own siblings. One should swear sacred oath and sign statutory declaration to love, cherish, and protect these very vulnerable vegetables with the utmost respect. Could you realize the sensitivity of a spring onion, not to mention its ever so spiritual intervention? We believe that the tomato, tulip, and turnip capable of transubstantiation, eucharistically worthy of one's culinary consecration. The spilling of a beetroot's blood to us feels as divine as that of the sacramental wine. So, one should start the day with sermons of spiritual reiki, followed with caressing care of chi, finishing with the singing of psalms into the leaves of those that are failing fragility. Now, the prayer piety in preparation should be mixed with vespers, vigil, and veneration to allay the sacramental sufferings of one's vegetation. To alleviate their distress and depression, you should regularly bathe and baptize one's leavening legumes into the deep, dowsing waters of one's divination. Coming to the education, words of wisdom should be spoken in Latin, Aramaic, or even ancient Vulgation. Sir, you seem a little perplexed, astounded, starry-eyed at my questioning intonation. Are you sure that you're quite ready to be ordained into the bosom of our neo horticultural emancipation?